This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday at the State Fair held in Springfield, the annual auction and bid calling contest proved successful for one local man. Cody Hanold of Brighton competed for the title of top auctioneer in Illinois. The contest consisted of the best 10 auctioneers in the state. Auctioneers participating had to auction off 5 items and answer 2 interview questions on stage. I talked with Cody after the contest about his auctioneering career and the contest that day.
Yeah, it started 10 years ago when I decided to go to Worldwide College of Auctioneering in Mason City, Iowa. First-generation auctioneer. Just traveled around a lot with my dad back in the day to local auctions and decided it was something I kind of wanted to get interested in. So I went to auction school, and here I am today competing. So,
and you did well today, taking home 4th here in the contest. How does it feel to do so well?
That's an honor and a privilege. To be honest with you, I mean, going up against 10 of the best auctioneers in the state of Illinois and competing at this level is something that's truly humbling. So,
and this isn't your first time up here at the contest. I know whenever my brother competed, you were competing too. So how did those years prep you for this year?
It helps out a lot. Each year gets a little bit easier, you like to think. New faces, new judges, though, so you still have very, very stiff competition. Last year, I was lucky enough to be the reserve champion. The year before that, I was able to make the top 5, so it's just been an honor and a privilege to just keep getting a little bit better each year and competing against this top-notch group.
And you do have some auctions locally around home. Can you tell us some dates on those?
Yeah, I'm the owner and operator of Hanold Auctioneering right there in Brighton, Illinois. Me and my wife, it's a family-owned business. We've got some auctions coming up September 8th. We'll be just in Carrollton, Illinois, selling out a retirement auction. We'll be back there on the 15th with the Amish furniture sale. September 29th, we will be over in Florissant, Missouri with a farm closeout. And then also October 13th, we have a sale over in Hardin for Charlie Gershon antique tractor collection. So got a lot going on coming up. We're going to be pretty busy. So look us up on our website or give me a call. We'd be more than glad to come out and pay you a visit.
Cody received 4th out of 10 in the contest. Congratulations to Cody and his family on this great accomplishment. In national news today, China threatens that U.S. agriculture won't recover from the tit-for-tat trade war between the two countries. In the South China Morning Post, a government official warned that U.S. agriculture may never regain lost market share stemming from the trade war. China alleges that many countries have the willingness and capacity to take over market share occupied by U.S. goods. Since the trade war began, China has imposed duties on 90% of agricultural goods from the United States. China charges that additional tariffs will cause a great decrease in exports from the U.S. with limited impact on China due to diversified import sources. China's vice agricultural minister also claimed that Chinese companies had basically stopped importing soybeans from U.S. farmers and would deal with the impact by finding alternative ingredients for animal feeds. China is the world's biggest importer of soybeans, which it uses to make cooking oil, biodiesel, and livestock feeds. Overall, U.S. sales of tractors and combines continued to post strong numbers, led by combines and four-wheel drive tractors, according to the July 2018 report from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. July U.S. sales of combines gained 37% compared to last year, with year-to-date growth of nearly 24% compared to last year's January to July numbers. U.S. sales of four-wheel drive tractors jumped 77.5% for July compared to July 2017 and grew nearly 13% year-to-date over January to July 2017. For July, total U.S. sales of two-wheel drive tractors grew 12% over last year. Sales in the 100-plus horsepower category led the way with 31% growth. An AEM spokesperson says the numbers are favorable, but surveys show AEM members are voicing concerns about the second half of the year as tariffs and trade continue to dominate the conversation. The Farm Show will return after these messages. In local events, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day tomorrow. The field day will begin at 9 a.m. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show on August 18th. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. Awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Tall and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops. 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.